The next step in solving this problem is to break down our information into the vertical and horizontal components. For this, we can use some of the characteristics and assumptions of projectile motion to help us simplify our information and to calculate some of the variables. For example, in the left column here, with the vertical information, we can set the initial vertical velocity at 0, because in this problem, the biker is dropping off the cliff, so he has no initial vertical velocity. Secondly, on the right column here, in the horizontal component section, we can set the acceleration in the x direction or horizontal axis at 0. This applies for all projectile motion problems in this course, where we assume no horizontal acceleration.